World leaders gathered today in Jakarta, Indonesia, to discuss aid for countries struck by the tsunami 11 days ago. At the same time, the World Health Organization is warning tens of thousands could die on Indonesia's Sumatra Island if they don't get clean drinking water by the end of the week. All day, aid workers have been trying to meet the needs of people on Sumatra. Truck convoys and airplanes loaded with food and supplies have been arriving in Banda Aceh, the capital of the province, at the island's north end. U.S. military flights and Indonesian efforts also are bringing essentials to the most remote villages. Only limited aid is available for those who live in villages too close to town to merit helicopter rescue, but too far away to benefit from Banda Aceh's stores. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Ruan Raya is the main highway out of Banda Aceh. For miles, there is nothing on either side but the black debris of what once were villages. About 45 minutes east of the capital, there's a wooden board painted white attached to a post on the side of the highway. Red letters announce that the refugee camp for the citizens of Nahun village is to the right. To the left is what used to be Nahun. An unpaved road filled with rocks climbs the foothills of Nahun Mountain. Here, just out of the tsunami's path, things seem almost idyllic. Water buffalo, goats, and geese peck at the dark green mossy grass and drink from small ponds. Most of the villagers somehow outran the tsunami and made it to this higher ground. Only 60 of 2,500 died. The rest are sleeping in tents they made out of blue plastic tarps and long political party banners. They spend their days outside. The children play in the grass. In front of every tent, there's a makeshift kitchen with a small stove made out of rocks and wood. Salamuddin is now in charge of the village. He's only 26, handsome and tall. He says that the night after the disaster, 50 of the villagers sat under a tree and made a decision. Young people will have to take over now. The task ahead is too strenuous for the old. A group of five, all in their 20s, were chosen to lead, and Salamuddin was made the boss. At first, I was very happy to be chosen, Salamuddin says, but now I'm scared that I'll make a mistake. He says he was chosen because he's in law school and is one of the few who went to college. One of his first moves was to have the villagers build a large open wooden stand to pool whatever food they find. Through friends at the Justice and Welfare political party, he arranged for deliveries of rice and biscuits. Within a day of the tsunami, he and the committee of five new young leaders had set up a complex food distribution system. Herman, another of the five, runs the stand. He's holding a pile of small blue cards. Written on each card is the name of the head of a family and the number of people who need food. He looks at a card, calls out a name, and that person comes up with an empty rice sack. A team of villagers works inside the stand, filling the sack with food. Everyone gets an egg, 1.5 kilos of rice, and some biscuits. They get the rations twice a day. Villagers keep their chickens in cages outside their tents. Goats roam around. But, Salamuddin says, they've decided to keep the animals alive for now, in case they run out of other food. An older woman in a gray headscarf has already received her food for the day. She's making breakfast, which means cooking rice in a small metal pot and using a stone mortar to grind red chili peppers and garlic against a flat rock. It's an Achenese blender, she says. There are plenty of trees to chop down for firewood, and many of the village farms survived, so there's a regular supply of vegetables. While the people of Nahun are better off than many Achenese, life is still difficult. 30-year-old Rusna says his 13-month-old son, Murliza, developed a bad skin infection. Many villagers say they're now terrified of disease. The village received today's supplies from the World Food Program, but they only have enough for 2 days and don't know if anyone will bring more. Salamuddin sent some of his team to the airport in Banda Aceh to try to find one of the foreign relief agencies, but they couldn't and came back with nothing. They say they're worried that no one will bring them more food soon. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Nuhun, Aceh Province, Indonesia.